Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. On this show, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Hi, Lori. I just unmuted you. How are you?
Good morning, Danielle. Very good.
We're both so chipper to be talking about the killing energy.
I know. I'm excited about this call. I'm quite a bit of space already, though, so you take the lead.
Okay. So where I would like to start with this is the word kill in this reality is pretty bad. I did a foundation, I think it was last summer, and we talked about how actually in the olden days it used to be you didn't like somebody, you just went out and you just fucking killed them. Like, that's all there was to it. And actually, the energy came up that why bullying is so prevalent is instead of killing people now, when we don't like someone, we bully the hell out of them, which is, in a sense, a form of killing energy, because and in all honesty, that could be why so many people commit suicide from the killing energy that is in bullying. So everything that just brought up, let's destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, you just buzzed like crazy. I don't know what that was.
I just what?
You buzzed
what
really
you
hard
said?
When you said yes. You buzzed.
Oh, good. Okay, because that brought up for me like, the bastardization of bullying energy. That's been,
yes.
You know, politically correct. We don't, no, you don't kill anyone, actually, even though we do kill everyone. But, yeah, so let's stuff it into bullying. So, yeah, that's great.
Okay, so what is the killing energy we should first discuss then? It's a potency. I recently used it to remove somebody who was kind of an axe. I like to use the term axe wound in my life. And it's a way of eradicating people from your life. You don't necessarily have to murder them, but it's kind of like shoo fly. And that can be somewhat what they're doing with the bullying energy. And everywhere you've considered to kill, to use this energy as a wrongness, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shirts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you've created any of your potencies and strongnesses as wrongnesses, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyond. And what if it's truly all right to play with these energies? And everything that is destroy. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Go ahead.
So where would you, how's some potential examples of...
Okay, a great way, like as a woman who sometimes walks down darkened alleys, you can use the, like say you feel there's somebody walk following you and they might have the intentions of raping or robbing you. You can use the killing energy to say, oh no, motherfucker, you're not going to do this to me. And just, I've heard stories of people using it in such a way and getting, oh, like them whispering like, oh, not this one. She's, you know, they don't understand potency probably if they're going to rape or murder you, but that like, no, that we're not going to, not this one, you know, next victim. Not that you want to dispel it to someone else, but you know, save yourself. I heard a story of, somebody who did this. Somebody was trying to break into their house when they got home, and their mother, their elderly mother, and their daughter were inside the house, and they showed up and went into the kill energy And it actually brought back for them, like, the willingness to be alive, because they were willing to go into this killing energy, and they were kind of unsure about their life at that point in time. But going into the killing energy and being like, no, you will not take my life, really changed their life at that moment in time. And I don't know exactly who it was, because it was discussed on the telecall and they didn't give names for confidentiality purposes. And so to be willing to be that potency, actually, to be willing to kill, can actually really bring you back into the being willing to be alive. And
yeah, that's
so
great. So
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. So everything that is
destroyed,
uncreate
it all, right and wrong. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. And what's kind of coming up for me right now, because I do have this month's Magic Call, Magic Club Call PDF pulled up for the fraud patrol process, because we talked a lot about that last night. Would you want to talk about, like, I've really been playing in the energy of the sweet romance we have with death that we discussed on the call. And I was wondering if maybe you'd want to talk a little bit about that.
We can jump into that, but before we do, another potential place to use the kill energy to your advantage or to create something greater is if someone in your, you have a neighbor or someone who may be smoking pot or being noisy or partying all night long, and it's disturbing your life, you can throw some kill energy into their universe and to create them calming down. And it's a way of just creating a whole change in the situation. And so I had never thought of it as using it to create something different. And it's a easier way to, it's not being in confrontation, it's opening it, using a different energy, using the energy, the kill energy, to create something that wouldn't have, the doors wouldn't open any other way. And I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate what you just said about someone, she was willing to really embrace and just be that potency of kill energy that sometimes can be misaligned as anger, and then we get festered in our anger, and it could have always been this kill energy of potency to create, like, when you want to kill a project, in other words, not to just kill anything that's not allowing a project to continue or to come into actualization.
So I'm wondering right now, do we want to go into the energy of kill so that we can kind of present that to anyone who might be listening or listening in the future? Like, go into, like, put that energy on the waves? Or okay,
sure.
So. And also, like, how would you throw it into someone's, like you were talking about throwing it into your neighbor's universe. How would you do that?
I would flow energy, and I would flick some kill energy. I'd get the energy of kill, and I would flick it at them, not like a tsunami.
So kind of like doing a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, where they say that's supposed to be a kill, like you push it out with your hand to flick it at them?
Yeah. I'd flick it out, and I'd also, with that silent intention of like, hey, you keep staying up all night disturbing my space, and, you know, the cops are coming, or the kill energy is I'm going to kill you. And that's why you don't want to do it like full-on kill you. Well, each situation is going to be different. I mean, use your intuition. But flick it at them and then let the energy flow through you and let it flow through their universe. And I'm going to kill you if you don't shut up. I'm going to kill you if you don't stop smoking. I'm going to kill you if you don't stop abusing your children. It's a way, you can take physical action and call, social services or the whole, actually now that it's coming up, it could be used in domestic abuse. Like, I'm going to kill you if you keep beating on your wife. I'm going to kill you if you keep beating on your kids.
Well, and the kids so, I get, but if the wife is choosing that, is that really something for you to interfere with?
Are you going to really interfere? If they don't want to receive it, they won't receive it.
Yeah. True.
And if you're, so with that, it's just, it's a practice of using the kill energy, or you can use it just for your own situation. If they don't want to, if they're still in their kill energy, truth, was it going to mess with them? I don't know. Will they even receive it? Is it, or is it not even your own business? Yeah, it might be lighter to not throw kill energy at a couple that's having fun killing each other.
Yeah.
So
that's their own business.
Yeah.
A topic that's I just went into the kill energy, and I'm actually amazed at how I hate to use this. It was kind of light and fluffy, actually. Like, it wasn't like, you know, you say kill and you just think it feels kind of heavy to most people if I tap into most people's world. And it didn't feel that way to me. It was kind of this expansive potency that felt quite nice.
Yeah. So if that's
and alive.
Because if yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was done. You go ahead.
Yeah. So I think you, if it's not, if it doesn't create, yeah, it is fluffy now in my universe too. So perhaps there's no blueprint of using the kill energy. If it comes up and it's going to, you can ask the question at the time, is this going to be a contribution to this, to create something greater? Then it's a choice. And they're like, oh, well, you know, and what I was saying was pretty much a blueprint. Like, oh, no, this is what you do. But instead of, it could say it's a possible energy to use. And I have known in the past in my life that if I had the awareness I could use kill energy when I was a spectator and someone wanted me to get involved, I would have just thrown, like, gotten huge and potent and screamed or something and whatever the situation and made a noise and thrown some kill energy into the situation, which would have stopped the whole thing and changed it and given me more of my potency instead of it. I have definitely seen where I have shoved my potency down, no, because you don't do that. And then it's popped up unconsciously at the affect of things instead of being a conscious, what if kill energy, what would it take for kill energy to be a conscious choice of energy to use in when your awareness shows you it's the correct, that it would create something greater, not correct, it would create a greater possibility. And everything that won't let you perceive, receive, know, do, and be, to kill, use your kill energy and kill your, and which is killing your potential by not using your kill energy, would you destroy it and create it all, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, paddle, mind, church, boys, and downs. And so, in other words, this is this wonderful, yet yummy, delicious energy that can be, has a potency that we've totally shut off because we've only used it in extremes and unconscious affect arenas. So would we be willing to be conscious enough and aware enough and acknowledge our potency for kill energy to create something greater in our lives, for the planet, for the future, instead of it being a reaction to be an action of creation? And anything that won't allow us to perceive, receive, know, do, and be that, would we destroy and uncreate it? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, trust, boys, and beyonds. Cool. You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Something else I have notes on is when we meet somebody new and we've like chased him through lifetime. Like there's a concept in we've chased him through lifetimes killing each other. And which is just a strange thing to say out loud. But like when you on one of the calls I was on a while ago, Dr. Dane said, you know, when you meet who you think is gonna be your next passionate lover or your next romance or whatever, to ask, besides run, you should ask, like, you know, how many lifetimes have we known each other and how many lifetimes have we killed each other and whose turn is it to kill who in this lifetime? Which, if you have more clarity on this, I would love it, because I don't know, like, once I clear that, I don't know, like, you just clear it and go on from there?
Well, yeah, I'd say you spend some time. You spend some time with each one of those questions. And I think before I got into it, I did the judgment clearing. What does so-and-so mean to me?
Okay.
And get all the energy of that. And what do I mean to so-and-so? I mean, that is discern and create. What does sex with so-and-so mean to me?
Yeah.
Oh, everything is destroyed and create. Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, on that. What does sex with me mean to that person? To clear that out first, and that's the judgment clearing for question, and then get into what is the question? How is it my turn to kill him?
Yeah.
What are the four questions? Or has he killed me?
How many lifetimes have we known each other? How many lifetimes have we killed each other? Whose turn is it to kill each other in this lifetime?
Yeah. So then you do the very
questions.
Same way. How many lifetimes have we been together? And maybe a number will pop up. Maybe you'll know, you'll just instantly know a little bit, a lot of megatons or, a number. And so all that, would you like to destroy and uncreate? And the reason we were going with destroy and uncreate all this is because now in this point in time with the planet, and there's so much new potential and possibility. So if you're still playing in the old quantum patterns and you're still playing in the cause and effect of, oh, it's now my turn to kill you, it's your turn to kill me, it's my turn to be pissed off at you, it's my turn to steal money from you, it's my turn for you to it's your turn to steal money from me, then you're just playing in all that energy when in the meantime, and it's all distractions and just choices we made before. What if it was all just choices? I'm like, hey, man, and is that really working for you? No. So you ask those questions, is it my turn to kill them? And then if it is light, then you destroy, you say, nah, I'm not choosing that this time. I'm creating something greater. And would you be willing to create something greater beyond the insane cycle of whatever you want to call it, soul cycle, karma, causal effects? It's just a choice of like, oh, you know what? Yeah, how many times have I done that? 75 million times. Okay, you know what? I'm choosing something different this time. And by creating that choice, you create a space, and all that energy you've locked up in, and all that turmoil and trauma that's being, and all those points of view, by using the clearing statement, you're destroying and uncreating everywhere you've entangled all your energy in that same scenario. So everything that is, and two, it's to create a choice of greater possibility. And by having the more space of yourself, you are allowing the universe to give you the space of new potential or new possibilities you haven't even considered, and new choices. Or choices beyond what we are imagination, and that will continue to show up for you. And as long as we're still stuck in an energetic cycle of those things, then you're siphoning your own energy off into playing that out. And so when someone shows up, I've heard you say you destroy every person you meet who comes into your reality. You more than likely have been with them before. So just immediately destroy and create any of your past agreements decisions, conclusions, anything that contracts, oaths, vows. And it's been coming up for me a lot, spells, curses, damnations, obligations, all of those things. Let me just finish that. I revoke, recant, rescind, renounce, denounce, destroy, uncreate, and reclaim that. And everything that is and everything that I've tied my energy up into, I destroy and uncreate it all. Times of God's zillion, good, bad, right, wrong, problem, line, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And that's just, it's just an opening of the space. So, go ahead.
We talked about the curse, clearing the curses of the evil eye when we spoke last night.
Yes.
Just in case if you don't know what the evil eye is, but like I'm sure everybody who might be listening does, but when somebody like glares at you like and wishes something bad, they actually do sometimes put something into your universe. It is a form of kill energy. So everywhere you have ever received the evil eye, will you be willing to release the energy that was put into your field and everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. And revoke, recant, reset, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate all those, all that energy of the evil eye. And then anywhere I have ever perpetrated the evil eye and the damnations on anyone else, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate all that. Times of Godzillion, good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. That's right. Hey, thanks for bringing up the evil eye. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Cool. Did you want to run the fraud patrol clearing at all?
Sure. Should we explain a little bit more about that?
Absolutely, and I'm going to let you do that because you seem, I ask you so many questions about the fraud patrol that, yeah, you go ahead.
What I'm getting, so this is a energetic clearing that Gary Douglas and Dane here and the classes and the, it's come up this year from, it was an energy that came up years ago and then they put it on the back shelf in the reference material, and it's come up like full force again this year, and it's a layer of an energetic layer where fraud, it's not frog as in green Kermit frog, it's fraud as in fraudulent action, fraud, F-R-A-U-D, frauding yourself, and frauding, and it's an energetic, I get a sense it's like an energetic construct. And so they're really pressing everyone to clear your own fraud patrol because that in turn clears up so much energy for the planet and for new possibilities. And I get the sense of this. So here's the full clearing, and then I'll explain how I get the sense of. What have I made so vital, valuable, and real about the fraud patrol of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex and sexual freedom, ethnicity, law, cultural separation, humanoid embodiment and healing, and humanoid humor that keeps you seeking the wrongness of you through them and you and everything they are and everything you are, and everything they will not be, and everything you will not be. So everything that is, would you please destroy and uncreate it all? Times of Godzillion, good, bad, right, wrong, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. So it's this, first of all, what I've made so valuable, vital, valuable, and real, it's like you've given value to it, and it's given your vitality to it, and it's, you've made it real by your point of view, by agreeing with it or resisting it. So the fraud patrols then are like, I get this energetic, and from what the end of it says, you're seeking the wrongness of you through them and everything they are and everything you are, and you will not be. So you're not allowing yourself to create beyond it. It's like that wall that you hit. And there's an awareness that even the fraud patrol is even underneath causal realities. So if by all the choices you've made that you've hooked yourself into, you clear these energies and it opens a vast expanse to create beyond all of this. And it can be intense and it can bring up stuff, but beyond it, it's like, oh, yeah. Wow, that's, and you can ask yourself, it's like someone, one a situation, like if something comes up in your world, you go, wow, am I frauding myself or am I frauding that other person? And you'll immediately get a lightness of it and you go, wow, well, I'm choosing something greater than that. It's all about choosing something greater than you have before. So I really appreciate this. And for me, the Fraud Patrol has been one of the more dynamic access. I mean, I've really gotten results of it, out of it, and I've seen where, whoo, that's some crap. So I'm going to choose something greater than this. And that's where all the crap around the chill energy, we haven't allowed ourselves. I love that example you gave of the person saying, yeah, once I was willing to embrace, just like what you resist persists, but once you're willing to have your chill energy, wow. What can you create in your life?
Well, even like, go ahead.
No, that was just a repeat. Go ahead.
Anything, like when you are really in resistance to something, they say to like, a story from Blossom's world is she was really in resistance to her poor, broke-ass father. So Gary gave her the process of, you know, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to be the broke-ass motherfucker I truly be? And because of the resistance of something in your world, actually, you know, like resistance creates
yeah.
persistence. And if you if you destroy and uncreate the opposite, like what you are resisting and are willing to be what you're resisting, you can create so much magic in your world. And that's essentially what, you know, if you're resisting life, but you're willing to be kill, you can start willing to live. We do only have less than 2.5 minutes left. So I currently don't have any events set up, but I am ready to start facilitating people to more joyous, happy, hedonistic lives. I can be reached on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Danielle, either Danielle Claudia or Danielle Bear. And Lori can be, and I also have the website www.danielleclaudia.com. Lori can be found at www.living-in-magic.com. And she's in the Denver area, Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
And I'm in the Traverse City, Michigan area. And you can take over from here.
Yep, that's awesome. So thank you so much. And I really appreciate everyone in my life. And thank you, Danielle. And this call really changed some things, set me up for a new possibility. So I really am grateful. And I do love that. The explanation of is what you resist and it keeps you in the polarity of things. So by willing to destroy and uncreate that, you're getting into the oneness and of possibilities and not of, and you have more choices and more awareness and consciousness around things. You have access to what you know. So thank you very much, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.